Don't you hear their screams? Protesters asked during Harris border visit. By Bob Price on June 26, 2021. Protesters greeted Vice President Kamala Harris during her visit to the border in El Paso with signs asking, "Do you hear their screams?" The signs reference the inhuman conditions in Biden-Harris unaccompanied migrant children detention centers. Protesters greeted Vice President Harris in El Paso with signs about children screaming in detention centers, support for former President Donald Trump, and a Spanish-language sign playing off the vice president's first name, Newsweek reported. President Joe Biden appointed Harris to spearhead the government's response to the border crisis. Protesters outside Border Patrol Station awaiting VP Kamala Harris. At @armendaristis16 at @lamerican_pic.twitter.com/mtllrhtl4v. Informed with Anthony, at Informed Anthony, June 25, 2021. The Spanish language sign reads Kamala Harris, which, roughly translated, means, "How mean Harris," Newsweek states. Another sign read Kamala, "Do you hear their screams?" Another protester held a sign asking how many little girls need to be raped for this to be a crisis. Another sign blessed Border Patrol agents. Republican officials sent a mobile billboard to follow the vice president's visit to the El Paso border region. The rotating panels on the truck highlighted the 20-year high in southwest border migrant encounters and the record levels of fentanyl being smuggled across the unsecured border. In reference to the vice president's previous comments that she hadn't been to Europe either during an NBC's Lester Holt. "You made a wrong turn," the protester's sign reads. "This isn't Europe." One protester told independent journalist Ed Informed Anthony, "You, Harris, came a little too late. We have had this crisis for years. We need solutions. We don't need you parading in the Border Patrol station. Or acting like you care," the protester added. "Americans matter. America matters. God bless you, America." At the other end of the Texas-Mexico border, residents in the Rio Grande Valley expressed their concerns about the Biden-Harris border crisis on their daily lives, Breitbart Texas reported. "As Texans who live and work along the southern border, we are asking America to pay attention to the crisis raging at our doorstep." The three Texans began in a letter to Biden and Harris provided exclusively to Breitbart Texas. "We're asking America to listen when we tell you that it is a crisis. It is chaos. We are on the front lines of this disaster," the three Texans wrote. And it started just weeks after Biden and Harris took office. Crime is surging as drug cartels and human smugglers capitalize on Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's open borders agenda, the letter continues. Migrant children are being abandoned in the desert and dropped over walls. Human beings are drowning in the Rio Grande because Biden and Harris told them they could come. While Vice President Harris visited the border in El Paso, newly appointed Border Patrol Chief Raul Ortiz spoke with concerned residents in the Del Rio sector where agents report a 457% increase in border apprehensions, Breitbart Texas's Randy Clark reported. The chief listened to concerns expressed by the residents of Del Rio, Texas, concerns that are very similar to those expressed by the Rio Grande Valley residents. "I'm not worried about the family units that give up. I am concerned with mostly groups of males that are screaming in Spanish at me in my backyard," one Del Rio resident told Ortiz. "I have daughters and I am worried for their safety." With 4 months to go in the current fiscal year, Border Patrol agents apprehend 897,213 migrants. Of those, more than 605,000 took place in the five Texas-based border sectors. This represents more than two-thirds of all southwest border migrant apprehensions, according to statistics provided by U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Tx and Facebook.